Okay, Torah, 27 days in the Sefirat HaOmer. Today's daf is Avchof Gimel here in Masechet Hagiga. And we're holding on the bottom of Chof Beis Amid Beis at the last of the two dots. Anoseat HaMidras, Noseat HaTruma, Avalo Et HaKodesh. The last case that we have, next case we have in the Mishnah. Somebody who is carrying something that is Tamei Midras can carry Truma at the same time, but cannot carry Kodesh. Now, this is really wild. What is that all about? Kodesh. My time alone. What would be the basis of not carrying Kodesh? Mishum ma'aseh shehaya. This is because of a particular event that occurred. And before we get into this, it's necessary to be magdim that there's a special type of gezerah called a ma'aseh shehaya gezerah. We'll see that there's a machlokas later on whether a ma'aseh shehaya gezerah, which is essentially a gezerah, normally we know Chazal do not make a gezerah on unusual terms. And if it isn't something that is likely to occur, Rabbana don't deal with it. Whatever, if it happens, it happens. We're not going to worry about it. When something actually happened, it doesn't mean that it changes the statistical likelihood of it happening again, but it does mean that people can be more sensitized to being careful. And so they made sometimes gezerot that duplicated the circumstances, even though it was absurd, because you can't completely duplicate the initial circumstances, but it served something as an andarta, so to speak, an intellectual signpost to remind you that there are certain things that can happen, as crazy as it seems, and therefore you should take into consideration even weird possibilities and be more careful than you usually be. Now, there's a machlokas as to how far we extended those type of gezeros, whether we actually made them duplicates of the initial circumstances, so that we just said, look, this exact thing don't do, even though nobody would do it anyway, and it's almost an impossible kind of combination of things, but it still serves the subject people learn about, and they remember it, and therefore it's a historical lesson, or whether they actually say, look, even though normally we wouldn't have been concerned for these kind of events, since it already happened, let's make it a gezerah to increase people's awareness, in which case the gezerah would be even similar kind of things. And this we're going to discuss. But first, the ma'aseh shehaya over here, and it's not that there's really a likelihood that there's going to be a problem of carrying nidras and truma at the same time. However, there was a ma'aseh shehaya. The Omer of Yud Omer Shmuel ma'aseh be'achad shehaya ma'avir chavit shel yayin kodesh mimakom lamakom. That happened to be the original circumstances, where that it involved a barrel of wine that was kodesh, not truma. Maybe it had happened with truma, we would have made it there for truma. But since, in fact, it happened with Kodesh, we extended into Truma, so it became a mala for Kodesh. And what happened was, Nifsekar Tzuasha Sandalo, his sandal, in the Yerushalmi, it's the sandal itself, tore. He took a piece of the sandal. But the problem is that a Ritzu'ah, the Pashtut, is not a Kli, as Tosis points out. And therefore, it shouldn't have a din of Tuma on it any longer. I mean, if we were Kli, it would be Roy to carry also on Shabbat. It wouldn't be Muktzah. If we said it is Kisir, Muktzah. So in the gear, so then it says, Vidivska Sandalo, so that he couldn't wear the sandal anymore, so he was carrying the sandal. Okay, maybe that's the pshat over here also, the Ritzuah. But in any event, he was carrying either the sandal or the Ritzuah, and he put it down on top, on the edge of the chavis that he was carrying, and it ended up falling in and being metame. So when that flala avira chavit, obviously since the chavit is made out of cheres, it won't be a problem on the outside of the chavit, but if it falls to the inside of the chavit, then it's problematic. So balta sha'a amru, and by the way, that's the standard language for a gezerah that is made of because of a ma'aseh shehaya. So they said, well, if this happened, then it was balta, no, it's in the heat of the moment, so to speak, to preserve this for generations, horror story. Let everybody remember this tragedy, and therefore we will no longer carry things that are midras at the same time that we're carrying barrels of wine. Okay? But this is balta truma. I will say, why don't we extend it to Truma? Because we're going according to Rav Chananya ben Akavia. Rav Chananya ben Akavia's shita is that a gezerah that happens because these kind of things happen, so those things are only made as simonim to the exact events. Since it's going according to him, as we'll see in a moment, so therefore over here there goes there only the wine of Kodesh. Not really, so why? It's exactly as likely as it will fall into Truma, but that's not what happened, and therefore that's not the Gezerah. Where is Reb Chananya ben Akavia's classic statement? It's talking about the other, another gezer of a maaseh shehaya. And what he said is, lo asru ela biyardein ubisvina uchamaaseh shehaya. It's only the Jordan River. It's only a boat. Exactly as it occurred the first time. What the heck are you talking about? My tongue. This all comes from a brayta that points out that lo yisada mechatat ve'efachatat. A man should not be carrying either the water of the chatas, or the efer of the chatas, it can be mixed with the water, and then biyavirein biyardein, he should not cross the Jordan River if he's in a boat. Not only that, lo yamod v'tzad zev yizrakeim l'tzad acher. He shouldn't be standing on one edge of the river and throw it over to the other edge of the river. Lo yashitim al pnei amayim, nor can he get it across, even if he puts it into some type of container and swims across, or whatever it is he does. Lo yarkiv agabe beima, v'lo agabe chavero, nor can he put it on top of someone, or on top of an animal, and let it be going over. Elin kenayo raglav nogot bekarka. They have to be touching the ground. So you can walk over.
Can't send it Federal Express.
Can't FedEx it. All right. Unless it's Mavirin Agabi HaGesher, you can cross a bridge, because that's considered to be a, even though you're crossing the river, but you're on a bridge that's considered to be on the ground. But, you know, it's not a problem if there's a bridge, despite the fact that the exits went down last night on the Bay Bridge, which is unbelievable. Horrible situation. My God. A trucker hit the edge of the bridge. I think 7,000 or 8,000 gallons of gasoline went up all in one shot, melted the bridge. The entire thing fell down
the
on
bridge?
The Oakland Bridge, and fell on the road underneath, which basically cuts out a million commuters. I mean, so anyway, so if you're feeling secure on the bridge, you know, let's not exaggerate. But even though you're on the Gesher, ain't no koshesh. It doesn't matter if it's the Jordan River or if it's any other river. It's all the same. Says Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia, none of this is true. It's only the Jordan River, and it's only a boat, and not a raft or anything else, and none of the other cases that you talked about. Exactly as the event originally occurred. What event? There was a maase. Damer of Yirmirav. Maase b'adam echad shehaya ma'avir mechatat ve'efer chatat b'yardein u'b'svina. So he had this little boat that would cross the Jordan River, and it turned out that there was a kizayit min ha'meit that was tachuv b'karkei tashel svina. He actually had rented this thing from the mob. And then there was a piece of meit that had been metame, which was a disaster, because even though l'maisa, the mechatat obviously are metaher, somebody who is tame, say a nida can be metaheret from tumas meis with a mechatat, so who cares if mechatat got tame? I mean, they're going to become tame if they're being metaher. But nonetheless, as Tosis points out, that's true of anything but tumat meit. The whole point of the mechatat is that it's the antithesis to tumat meit. So therefore, you cannot be metame it like this, carrying it in a svina together with a mate. And botasha'am, again, that formula. And so at that moment they said, may this never happen again and let it be a memory to all. Lo yisada mechatat ve'efachatat, just in case you are all planning a special trip to carry the mechatas and efachatas on a little boat across the Jordan River, let it be known by these presences that is absolutely prohibited. And don't even think about it. So lo yisada mechatat ve'efachatat ve'yavirim b'yardein b'svina. And that's it. Now, if you're going on some other river, it's no problem. You want to take a raft over, it's also no problem. You want to ride over on a donkey? It's also no problem. So that means that according to Rav Hanani ben Akavia, any gezeira that is made as a historical marker is not, it doesn't extend it, because it's not meant to actually worry about an event reoccurring. It's simply trying to mark the events. If that's the case, since the initial event was Bekedesh, was a Chavish HaKedesh, and not a Chavish HaTruma, what are you telling me is just as likely? It's just as likely in another river, not the Jordan River. So what? I mean, it might have been the East River, for that matter. You know, it was a Kizayet Shalmet on the bottom of a boat. But nonetheless, we're only goes to the Arne.
Was the Mechatat kind of a home service thing? I thought she had to come to
your house. No, this was FedEx, basically.
I mean, you made it in Yerushalayim.
No, you could take it anywhere. It was, but then it could be taken. You boil a little. Okay.
Mechatat couldn't be taken abroad.
I don't know. I mean, you seem to have some very strong nationalistic tendencies over here. Ibrelu. This is all about a sandal tameh in the Mishnah. But, I mean, the question is, you know, how far do we go with this thing? I mean, if it's a historical marker, so it might just be not to carry a sandal at the same time that you're carrying a chavis. I mean, sandal tahor mao. And the Maaseh Shaya, was it an open barrel? I mean, so is it a gzera on an open barrel or is it a barrel? How about a chavitz tuma mao? And by the way, I mean, it doesn't say anywhere it would be metameyed. Did I do something wrong? What did I do? Well, really, this requires some very intense research. Because, I mean, if you could go somewhere in that space of time, we need to learn a lot about it. I mean, that's probably, if you got to the moon, it's faster than the speed of light, maybe. I see. That's not where Richie was. He was skiing.
No.
I'm joking.
Well, that
was 10 minutes ago. That's okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's definitely not the speed of light. That was the hare and the tortoise. So now the question doesn't say over here. It says Hanoseta Midras Noseatra at the Trumavlota. It's a very strange way to say it. I mean, all the other things we're talking about, what is mitame, right? What would be the din over here if you went ahead and did it? I mean, that it doesn't say. So Avar Vanasa, is it a din of tuma or is it just a behavior? Don't take a sandal with Kodesh. Okay, but if you did, I mean, we didn't say that. What are we going to do? So it doesn't say anywhere that it becomes Tomei. So Rabbi Eloi says, nonetheless, Ima Varvanasa, Tomei. Rabbi Zera says, no, that's something about Tuma over here. It just says not to do it. And therefore, Avarvanasa, Tahor. The next case that we had in the Mishnah is that Kelim, Hanigmorim, B'Tahorah, require tefillah for Kodesh, but not for Tuma. Now, when we say that they are being completed in a state of Tahira, who exactly is doing that work? The Gamrinun Ma. Ilema de Gamrinu Chaver. What? Is somebody reliable here on Tuma and Tahira? Is he doing the completing work? So why in the world would we require Tvila? Chaver lamlu Tvila. Ella, is it talking about that someone non-reliable completed it? So Gamrinu Amoretz. Why is that even called Nigmorim B'Tahira? That's just a regular case of Kelim Shalam Aretz. I don't understand what the case is. Omer Rabba Bar Shila, Omer Rav Mata, Omer Shmuel, Liolam de Gamrinu Chaver. Indeed, a chaver did complete it. Umishum tzinora da amaretz. We're talking about over here that we're afraid, and of course I mentioned to you earlier that Yerushalmi actually brought the mice of the Gemara earlier with Rabbi Shmuel of the woman who had completed something to Tahara, but had neglected to take note of the fact that there might have been wet saliva on it from before from someone with stomach. That actually is the reason, as we'll see. So over here we're worried about tzinora da amaretz, worried about spit from an amaretz that might have been on it. Been on a Wednesday. They're not following. When exactly did this happen? I mean, even in the Kami the Ligma, right? If it happened before the Kli was completed, so it's not Makabo Tuma, Halab Manam, and it's not a Kli. I mean, it's irrelevant. And if it talked about Bater de Gamre, what, you have a Chashash that after it was completed, it was somehow spit on? I thought it was Nigmarim Batira. Nigmarim Batira means Mizar Zorbu. That's the definition of Nigmarim Batira, is that I'm being careful that doesn't happen. So what are you telling me? That's what happened. But the case makes absolutely no sense. Makes sense. The Olam Mekami de Gamre. Remember, the whole idea over here is the onset of the Shmirah. In other words, we say, we're talking about Ma'alot or Ma'alot of awareness. Before you're dealing with a Kli that can be Bakabal Tuma, your level of awareness is minimal because you have no real interest in it. It's not a Kli yet and hasn't entered into the world of Tumah V'Tahira. So what we're afraid of is during that period in which you're basically sleeping, Dilma Beidna de Gamre. So what happened then is an Amaretz walked by, and maybe it got wet. And now Beidna de Gamre, when you'd finished the Kli, and now you become aware, you're not aware of what happened before, and maybe Adayin Lachai, maybe the saliva is still damp, and then it requires, and it would be Metame. And therefore, we were gozer, and that's the actual, the Losh in the Yerushalmi is, Kame Gederlin Marzech Achonim Shayo Imrim, Kenem Adigmorim Betaira, Boy Tvila, not before about that Caleb can't be Nishmar in somebody else's hand or anything like that. Says Nishmar, but notice and stresses over here that Caleb and Gemorim Betahara require tefillah. Seems like it stresses tefillah, Mashmar, that they only need tefillah, but they don't need Arev Shemesh. Which is a little bit of a strange thing. I mean, if they require tefillah, that means that you're assuming they came in contact with something that could be Metame Caleb, so then by definition they require Arev Shemesh. So, I mean, what we're doing once again is creating a strange concept in which we saw before. The Rabbanan do this like by the case of Achorayim V'Toch. Sometimes where we have a Tumid Rabbanan, we specifically insert an inconsistency in the Halacha to draw attention to the fact that we're being inconsistent because it's a Rabbanan. Don't be sorry if Trum of a Kachaman, because you don't have a right to be over on the Sreif of Kachaman Trum. It's actually Tahar. So apparently, we view this as, look, it's not that we're seriously saying that some Pitame touched it and so on. And I'm not really giving him a din of a zav. We don't really think that it something happened to be at that point some damp saliva, and even if it was, I mean, what's the likelihood of it's being Tamei? So therefore, we weren't machmer to require Arif Shemesh. But that leads us into a thicket of some problems over here, because if you're assuming that Kelim Adingvarim B'Tahara do not require Arif Shemesh, then the question is, what do we do with the Pora Aduma problem? Huh? Well, how is it related? We know how it's related. You can see where we're going. Because remember the big machlokas of the Tzedukim and the Prushim, one of the places that we had the big machlokas was Yom HaKippurim, and not coincidentally, Kasher Asov Yom HaZeh Yaseh is Yom HaKippurim and Maisapora, Elu Maisapora. We have also a machlokas Tzedukim with Maisapora. So the Maisapora issue is that the Tzedukim held, it says Ish Tahor in the Torah. Well, man, last I heard, Tahor means Tahor. And since somebody who is a Tzvu Yom is still Tamei, a Tzvu Yom cannot do the Par. The Chachonim say, on the contrary, it says Tahor twice. Why do you think it says Tahor twice? To tell you that even if he's Tamei. Why is that? Because since someone who does Tefillah without Erev Shemesh is called Tahor in the Torah as well, vis-a-vis Maaser, right? It says Vitaher right away. Tavala my Vitaher. So that means that the Torah is being Marbe, someone who is Tahor on any level, even though it's still a Tful Yom. And therefore you can use a Tful Yom for Pora. Now, don't be prejudiced by the way that Pora is up on the top over here of the Ma'alot. Because in actuality, Pora isn't even Kodesh. And really, it should be down. It's not as Chomer, even as Truma. There's no reason for us to be Machmer about a Pora. Surprisingly, the only reason that Pora is all the way up there is because of this Machlokas. And it's something of a strange historical coincidence which works out to create a level of Tyran Pora. Yes, but it doesn't mean it's, we give it certain halachas of chatas, but it doesn't have a din of kodesh. Still, in other words, all these chumras of kodesh wouldn't have applied to it, as we'll see later. So what happened is that what we go ahead in order to prove that we don't believe in the tzedukim's drasha, we had this over here also in terms of the din of chagiga, you'll recall, of tvoach, yom tvoach, that we bedavka make a yom tvoach where we don't treat it like a yontif because we don't want the tzedukim to say we really believe in yimochrat haShabbat. Here too, we bedavka go out of our way to make the kalim and the kohen who's being Isaac and the pora to me, and then we're tayvel them, but we don't give them a chance for Arif Shemesh. Very interesting. But because we do that, we're afraid that people will be mezalzel in the pora and think, wow, I mean, if it's ad kedei kach that they don't care, I mean, we shouldn't care either. So therefore, we went out of our way to do the exact opposite. And now we're tremendously machmir on the Pora Aduma more than anything else, except for this weird being metame them to be table them. Other than that, we have these tremendous chumras. The other kohanim can't even touch the kohen, and we have the 7 days of prisha, which are similar to Yom Kippurim, and so on and so forth. These are special halachas. And now you can see where we're going, because if you're telling me that Kelim HaNigmorim B'Tahara do not require Harif Shemesh, then we wouldn't be proving anything much to the Tzedukim by using Kelim HaNigmorim B'Tahara for Pora Aduma and taking them to the Mikveh not doing Harif Shemesh if they never require Harif Shemesh, right? So therefore we now, because of this Diyak in the Mishnah, we now are going to get into trouble when it comes to Pora. And here's where we get into trouble. Says the Gemara, apparently, if this diak is correct, that you do not require Harif Shemesh for Kelim and Gemara and Betaira, then our Mishnah cannot work out according to Rabbi Eliezer. Did not. Now, here you are, and you're, what they used to do is they would have these little tubes of mechatas, you know, which is one spray, you know, one mechatas thing. And the way they would make these tubes were that they would use bamboo, cut through some bamboo, and then you would have a little tube, basically, see on the top, and now you got a tube of bamboo. Tertosis points out, I thought everything was supposed to be made out of heaven, and it can't be makabel tomb. He says, that was only for those 7 days where the Kohen was there, or the Kliavonim and so on, but obviously during the actual usage of the across the land of the Parah Aduma, mass-produced Parah uses mass-produced Shvoferet tubing. Anyway, so now you cut the tube, and so says Rabbi Eliezer, okay, you're table it. And there alone, in being table that tube, you end up proving that the Tzedukim are wrong, because you use it right away, and you didn't wait until Arab Shemesh. And you don't need to be mitame it, because it's already by definition tameh, since Kelim and Gemara and Betaira are tameh. So this thing is tameh, and you're using it without Arab Shemesh. So there you go. Now you'll say, you know, that Tzedukim don't believe in any of this garbage anyway. They say, what is this garbage? Kelim and Gemara and Betaira, what are you guys out of your mind? Where's that saying the Torah? So, I mean, what kind of heck is it for Tzedukim that you're doing something which is a violation of your own standards, not a violation of their standards, right? You say it doesn't matter. It does brings an interesting case where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meets the Kohen Gadol. This Kohen Gadol happened to be a Tzeduki, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had heard that he wants to be Mekayim now. He's going to be served for Parah. He wants to be Mekayim, but that it has to be Dafke B'murei V'Shemesh, and so on. The way that Tzedukim. So the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes over to the Kohen Gadol, puts his hands on the Kohen Gadol, and presses down on it, and says, ah, Ishi Kohen Gadol, what a grand Kohen Gadol you are. Now, this was Matami the Kohen, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai begot of his midras for Parah, right? But the Kohen doesn't care about that. So what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai achieve? Anyway, says Tosafot. So the whole point that he was trying to achieve was not to achieve it for them, it was to achieve it as a public relations gesture for everybody who does believe in Divrei Chachamim. That's the point. So it doesn't matter, says Rabbi Eliezer. Anybody who sees this event knows that what you're saying is, if I took Kelim and Gemara and Betaira and I put them in a mikveh and I use them right away, apparently there's no problem in our minds at all of Erev Shemesh when it comes to the Torah. Okay? Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, what do you got to go and be metamiyat? Says Rabbi Yoshua, no, you first have to go ahead and be metamiyat, and then you're table it. Now, we asked over there also, same question we had here, who was the guy that cut the bamboo? The Chotchama. Elaim of the Chotchama Chaver. Was a Chaver the guy who did the Chaticha? So then why do we need tefillah at all? And if an Amoritz was Chotechit, so he was obviously Metameh. So then why would Rabbi Yeshua say you'd be Metameh? Well, Lema Rabbi Yeshua, you're Tameh. And then you'd go, HaTameh V'Koi. If an Amoritz touches something, so he's certainly going to be Metameh, Lepora. So what's the problem? And there we said, the Omer Rabba Bar Shila, to explain that, Omer Mas Omer Shua, Liolam de Chotchar Chaver, and Mishum Tzenura Damar. That's exactly what we said here. And we asked over there also, when exactly were we afraid that this thing had gotten tame from the spit of an Amoritz? When did it fall on it? Was it before it was cut? So then it's not a clean, it's not going to be a kabel tuma. It's still mechuber to the ground. Olav monahu ella bata the chatur. Was it after you cut it? I thought you said it was nigmar and betaira, which means that he's taking care not to let that happen. Mizar zayerba, and we answered as we answered here. Liyolam mekami delechachar happened before, and why is it that we made the gezera kelim and nigmar and betaira are tameh? Because Dilma v'idna dechatcha adayan lachai. We're worried that maybe at the time that we cut through the bamboo, it's still damp, and therefore it'll be makabel tuma. Fine, okay, everything's good. So now we're explaining why kelim hadigmar b'tayra tameh. Okay, but now the problem is, if you're going to tell me that kelim hadigmar b'tayra, we're medayik in the Mishnah, do not require Erev Shemesh, what good is it to say b'tayvel et miyad? What do you mean b'tayvel et miyad? But for any circumstances, if you're Tevel Miyad, it's no longer Tameh, because there is no Din of Arif Shemesh. So you're not proving a darn thing. So now, says the Gemara, let's see the inside. So now, says the Gemara, Bishlam, the Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua says we're Metameh. So we touch it to a sheret, says Rashi. Make it mamish tamei. According to Tosas, we bedafka make it tamei with tumas hamoret. So it's good enough. Like the story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he has sherets. But in any event, there you get a heker letzedukin. There you got what you're looking for. What you're looking for is a way to sock it to the tzedukin. So you're socking it to the tzedukin. You're showing them you're gonna use bedafka tfuyon. Look, I went out, it was the time of this thing, and then I was terrible. I didn't wait until the evening, I used it right away. Okay, what was that here? Let's do it. The time betami, you know, you at the kohen, it's rivet a parah. The bedafka were betami the kohen. Again, the question is betami the kohen. Does that mean with the sheretz? Or betami the kohen because they allowed the other kohen to touch him on that day, and that was betami him again because his level of kedusha is higher, and they're begotim or midras for the para, because we have in our mishnah, and that's also sisters also hekar. Lo tzimiri banshot dukim. And not wait for Erev Shemesh in order to show that the Tzedukim are wrong. Shayu omrim b'mu'urave Shemesh haita nasei. Okay, that's Rabbi Yeshua, consistent with the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, how is it consistent with the Mishnah? Yihamid bishlema bi'alma be'inan harev Shemesh. If you're going to tell me that in general, Kelim and Marim b'tahara require harev Shemesh, okay, then you've got a Kerala Tzedukim. Over here you had Kelim and Igmarim b'tahara, you put them into a mikveh. Normally you would never use such a thing for Kadesh. You'd have to wait until Harav Shemesh, and here you're going ahead and you're using it anyway. Boy, that shows that we don't believe in those Tzedukim. But Elayim would be Amalobi and Harav Shemesh. You're going to tell me that in general Kelim and Igmarim b'tahara do not require Harav Shemesh at all. So understand, you're not doing anything differently than you would have normally done it. So Maya Kerala Tzedukim Ikash. What exactly are you proving? Omar Rav. Says Rav, no, it's not true that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yezir. The fact is that the Kli that is Nigmar B'taira, when it comes to Kadesh, you may be right. But when it comes to Chatas, things that are Tamei are given a much higher degree of Tumah. So forget about the question of whether the yes or no are they Tamei. There's another issue over here. In what fashion are they Tamei? This is a very important halacha for Parah, is that when it comes to Parah, there's no attenuation of Tumah at all, and anything that is a Parah is viewed as, let's say at this point, the Rishon Tumah. So in other words, you could have a Shishi, a Shvi, a Shmini, a Tumah, whatever, because it's all the same Tumah. It's always Tamei, for when it comes to a Parah. So since over here they made the Kelim on Igmar and Batira the equivalent of a Tamei Sheretz, if it's equivalent of a Tamei Sheretz, it'll now be Metamei Oichlin itself as a Rishon. So if that's the case, if it's Tamei Sheretz, if that's the case, then of course it would require Arif Shemesh, because it's not a normal Kelim on Igmar and Batira, it's a Pora Kelim on Igmar and Batira. So a Pora on Igmar and Batira, everybody sees it's being Metamei Rishon Mesheni, and we're starting to count Tuma from it. If Oichlin and so on come into contact with it, so then it should be basically sufficient to require Erev Shemesh. And since we're not requiring Erev Shemesh, it's obvious that we don't care about Erev Shemesh. So wait a second. If you're telling me it's what? It's like something that touched the sheretz, then it should not be Metame and Adam. But the problem is that it says in a Braita, Alam Atanya, why then does it say in the Braita, Chotcha u'matbila, the guy who cut the bamboo, and the guy who put it into the mikveh, themselves have to go to the mikveh. So in other words, apparently, they are handling radioactive bamboo. Because the very fact that it's Nogea, the Tyra of the Poraduma, means that suddenly this bamboo becomes dangerous to touch. The moment that they touch it, they become Tameh. Wait a second, but I thought you said Tameh Sheretz. A Tameh Sheretz is something that touched the Sheretz. That's a suit the Sheretz. Tameh Sheretz. So Tameh Sheretz means, Tameh Sheretz can't be Matame and Adam. But if here it's saying that the Adam requires Tuma, so you still apparently didn't get it right. In other words, yes, it's true that the Pora, anything that has to do with Pora, becomes instantly now Tame. The moment that it's ready to be a Kli, if it's Tame, it's Kalam and Igmar Batar, boy, is it Tame. So it'll even be Matame and Adam. Okay, I take that back. They didn't make it like a Tame Sheretz, okay? They made it like a Tame Mace. You got any problem? But they get made like a tummy mace. No? So tummy mace, somebody that touches a mace can be matame now. A kli that touches a tummy mace can be matame another. Touches a mace rather. Be matame another. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, Yochi Deboy Azar Shlishi Vishvi. And why doesn't it, well, forget about requiring her of Shemesh, it's not even Torah. Because it requires itself as of the Por Aduma, which gets us into something of a loop, but we won't worry about that. We'll hope we'll have some handy. It's the old question, how did you do it the first time? Okay, so you require now as
Ozhli. That's why I avoid the classic double.
That's right. That's right. So the Azor Shlishi Vishvitz, Alama Tanya Chotchal Matvila, don't vila. Why does it say the guy who cut it, and the guy who put it into the mikvah, even though he touched it, he only requires tvila. He doesn't require Azor Shlishi Vishvitz. Azor Shlishi Vishvitz, lo, by the way, the mashmarut of the year is that any kli that was Tomei Meis will be Metame in order to be Mechayivim Azor Shlishi Vishvitz. That's not so important. Bring Machlokas Tanayim. Whether that itself is a din in Cherev Ariel Pichalal, it's only din in metal and not in non metallic. Okay, just file that away for when we get to the issue of Chalal Kecheret. Boruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shakol Mi'Yemin Varon. Notice I never make the broch until it's he who asks the question. Then I'll really figure it out.
Doesn't touch the
tree
which was a tamei mace becomes
tamei? If a person touches a kli which touched a mace, however it got to contact with the mace, he becomes tamei. The question is whether he becomes tamei himself to be require shlishi v'shvi'i azoya, or whether it's a tumas erev. If it's metal, then for sure it's tummy. Okay, here the mashmaut is in any event. So he touches this shvoferet, he should be required shlishi v'shvi. To which we answer that this halacha that the Chachamim gave to things that have to do with por, that they become instantly radioactive, is neither like sheretz, nor like a tummy mate. It's like a tummy mate on the seventh day of its process of tiring. Ha! Perfect. So therefore, if it was now so then it's going to be metame, but metame basically only to maserith. Wait, this is weird. I mean, do you admit that this is weird? Huh? Do you ever hear anything weird like this? The Braisa says they never did anything weird when it comes to the parah. We never did anything crazy when it came to the parah. Boy, if this isn't crazy, I don't know what is. Well, what is that supposed to mean? You make something tummy as if it touched the mace, but here, but it's basically as if it's Torah. It's just the last stages requires its final tefillah. What is this? Amar Abaye, Me'olam lo chichu davar b'parah does not mean they didn't do anything weird. It means they never violated the normal standards that would apply. In other words, you cannot create completely new frameworks of Tumah. That's all that it is. You could certainly create a strange situation and place it in a weird part of the normal framework of Tumah. Is there such a thing as a Tumah Meishim Shvi Shalom? What am I creating a new concept? So fact, I'm saying this is that. Saying, how did it get to be that? That's not the point. I can make it anything that I want, because anyway, the point over here is to create a level of tumas. You're saying, what a strange level of tumas. I don't like it lumped. There's nothing wrong with it. It's still within the general framework of the dinim of tumas v'tairas. So Amar Abaye, when it says that they didn't do anything weird, all that means is that there was no violation of a framework. For instance, lo amru kardom b'tamei Moshe. They never said halacha that if a zov sits down on a hammer, that the hammer is going to become tamei Moshe. Because nobody lies down on hammers. And it's not roy for being mekabel tumah k'detanya. I mean, this is the braisa brings us a raya from the Torah, that you cannot be metamei Moshe, something that isn't meant for sitting on. Because the braisa says like this, vayoshev ala kli. The Torah says that somebody that sits ala kli asher yeshev alav azav yechabes begadav, etc. And you might think that that means a guy takes a bucket that is usually used for holding grain or paint or whatever it is, turns it upside down, and sits down to smoke a cigarette. And he's a zav. See, you might kafasa think that somebody turns over a bucket v'yashav alav, or turns over a tarkav, he turns over a half now. A tarkav is tray of the kav, so it's a half of a saw, three, in other words, it's out of six. The yashav alav, this guy's this is Robin, the first guy was bad man. And he sits down on it, so you might think, yay, tamei, he'll be tamei. Talmud lomar, note that the pasuk stresses, vayoshev ala kli, asher yeshev alav. Come on. And the point is, Asher Yeshevalav means on a kli upon which you are meant to continue sitting. Now, how long do you think this guy is going to continue sitting smoking his cigarette when the guy who needs the bucket comes along and says, excuse me, but we need to do our work? So it's Mishim Yuchad Yeshiva. Excuse me, but Amod V'Nasem Lachteinu, we got to get to work over here. Very happy for your cigarette, but you'll have to stand. So that means that something that isn't meant for sitting on is not something that's going to be Matame. If you would come along and say, well, when it comes to Purim, we're going to say even a hammer or a bucket like this is going to be Mekabel too. That would be a violation of norms. That we didn't do in the Olam Lo Chidshu Davar B'Purim. That's all that means. It doesn't mean that we didn't choose what appears to be arbitrary levels of Tumah for Purim. But there are levels that do exist that make sense, and we're just applying them. So therefore, we can say that Ein Achinami when it comes to Kodesh that Kelim HaNigmorim B'Taharan indeed do not require Arif Shemesh. Why then does Rabbi Eliezer say it's sufficient Akora when it comes to the Pora Aduma to use Kelim HaNigmorim B'Taharan just to be tabled and not to wait for Arif Shemesh? If anyway we wouldn't have waited for Arif Shemesh, that's because we have another Allah when it comes to a Pora, that any Kelim which are Tomei on any level when it comes to Pora are considered to be super tummy, and they're now suddenly advanced to a level of tumah, which is the tumah of a negeya b'meis on Yom Shviir, and because of that, they're even metame adam. Therefore, definitely they're going to require Erev Shemesh. If they don't require Erev Shemesh, we now have our heker l'tzidukim. The next case that we had in our Mishnah was that akli mitzareif masha betochol l'kodesh avalo l'tshuma, so that if you have separate granules in a container, normally, tumah would be rapidly attenuated to the point of non-existence if you touch somebody's tummy touches one granule here, and then that granule touches the next granule. By the time it gets to the third granule, no, it would never be able to be tummy. But when it comes now to Kodesh, we view everything in the Kli as being basically one unit, and therefore it's all Matame as one. Asks the Gemara Minahani Mile. You'll notice we never ask Minahani Mile before, because Minahani Mile assumes that there's a basis in this in the Torah. We were always assuming all along that these are Milas Durabonan, and therefore we just explain them. We never looked for a source. However, we'll see indeed, and this is one of the problems that Tosis has with Rashi's earlier pshat about the milas that they have, the last milas do not have drora to tumah d'oraisa. This is, I understand. So what's going to Gemara is making over here? Clearly, we're looking for a source in the Torah, at least according to one man the Omer, as we'll see. But it's at least a machlokas whether it's d'oraisa. I mean, not immediately. Omer Rabbi Chanin, the Omer Akra, kaf achat asara zahav mele'ah ketoret. Now, if the Torah would have said, kaf asara zahav mele'ah ketoret, would that have struck you as being a little strange? No, not in the least. Because the way to say one kaf is kaf. But if I say one kaf, so why, what am I adding over here? That a katuv asa'o l'kol masha b'kaf achat. A kaf is achat. It means that the kaf and its container is all one thing. So the Torah is, in reference to the Torah that was being brought over here for Kadesh, which of course brings us back to the Chanukah Samizbeach once again, which is the other thing, Kasher Asa B'Yom HaZeh, and so on. So this is now a posik in the Torah. Moshe Rav Kahana, what kind of posik in the Torah? You're telling me that the Milas in our Mishnah have a mukkar in the Torah? Doesn't it say Hosif Rabbi Akiva? We'll see what it is that this Mosif do in a moment. But Rabbi Akiva adds that Hasolet Vaktoret Halavona Vagechalim. Even though normally Livona is not Makabal Tuma, it's not a foodstuff. And ashes for sure not Makabal Tuma. Only foods can be Makabal Tuma. This is neither. But we know that we have a pasuk that indicates to us, again, the question is, it derives it or Rabbanan, but there's a concept of Chibat HaKodesh Machshavatanu Mashvam Ofa. That things, the very fact that people are so Machshiv Kodesh, the relationship of Tumah V'Taira to the usages of Adam, obviously relates to the idea that only an Adam can be Makabel Tumah, not a normal Baal Chai. So it requires a conscious animal to be Makabel Tumah, and the Kalim that are consciously made by that animal. So now over here, the Chiba of Kedusha is such that there's a conscious involvement between them, and therefore, even things that normally would be looked at as just incidentals and byproducts and so on, when it comes to Kodesh, are looked at as being meaningful in their relationship to the Yadam, and therefore they can be Makabel Tumah. Nonetheless, I mean, coals are separate units, so they're the equivalent of granules in a container. And here comes along Rabbi Akiva and adds that if a Tfilyom was Nogea, the Miktzato, in a container, Pasal et kulo. Then he makes the entire thing pasal, which is basically what we're talking about over here. Kafachat azrazav melat Torah. Right? Now, I know, so what am I adding? Aha! Because I know that Rabbi Akiva could only have been talking about a Durabana. How do I know that? Durabana, not a Durais. Because it's got to be a Rabbanan. Why is it got to be a Rabbanan? Because let's take a look at what he was adding to. I mean, if we see what he's adding to, then we have a sense of the context. Miktani Reish, the whole thing begins with the Edut over here in Idiot of Rabbi Shimon ben Beteira. Rabbi Shimon ben Beteira was Me'id al Efer Chatat, Shenagahat Amei B'miktato, Shetimeet Kulam. Notice, by the way, it doesn't say in Rabbi Shimon ben Beteira Shinagat Fulyom b'mikzato the way it says in Rabbi Akiva, because of course when it comes to the Efer Parah we're bedafka not makbin on Tfulyom. So there he's talking about a tummy. So now a tummy touches a container with some Efer Parah, the entire thing becomes tummy. Now obviously that din is not a diorite, because the halacha of, even if you want to tell me that kafachat asarazav melea ketoret is a diorite, huh? But that's only talking about kodesh and ketoret. The poraduma isn't even kodesh. The efer parah, the main parah is nothing. So what are you telling me? Kafachat asarazav melea ketoret has something to do with efer parah? So that means that Reb Shimon ben Beteira's din itself is vaday only drabonah. Even if we'll believe in Rav Chani. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, well, I'd like to add. You'd like to add? The whole mocker of the din, according to Rav Chonin, is this. Is the Kafachat Melea Kteres. So you're saying, well, I'd like to add Kteres, not only the Efer Parah. That's ridiculous. Unless he's adding a Durabonin. It was the Ikra Halacha. The Durabonin viewed the Efer Parah as a Chumrah, so we'll say that the Kli of the Efer Parah now view, it creates a view of the whole thing as one. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, I said, well, that's true even by the Kteres. But if you're telling me that the mocker is Rav Chonin, and that when it comes to Keteris is the Arisa, I mean, this is completely backwards. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? I'd like to add. Add means I'm adding to the same type of thing. You're telling me the Rabbonin about Efer Parah, and I'm telling you the Rabbonin even about Kodesh. So now, what's the add? Katoni, Hosif, Rabbi Akiva, says Beferish Hosif. We're saying there can't, this is a mistake, there can't be a pasuk. That's our assumption.
It has to be
Durabonim. What's Rav Chanan coming along and trying to tell me a diorata? The whole thing is Durabonim, right? That was the Lashon of the Gemara. V'ha Durabonim hi, v'katani osif Rabbi Akiva, which means the Hosafah is certainly only a Durabonim. So we're, what is it talking about? Omer Eshlokish Bishub Bar Kapara, Lo nitzvcha ela l'shiarei mincha. We're talking about over here, the Edus of Rabbi Akiva is referring indeed to Kodesh, but there are cases where even Rav Chanan is made that there's no diorita. For instance, suppose you have the leftovers of a mincha. Now the leftovers of a mincha do not require the kli that they're in, right? Because now, whatever they are, they are. There's no kedusha that's being added by this kli. So for all intents and purposes, we can ignore the kli that they're in. Rav Chanin's halach over here is that the oraita only a tzarech lekli, a kli mitzarfo. In other words, this ketoret in the kaf, I am going to bring this ketoret in the kaf. That means that the whole kedusha of the ketoret is deriving from the Kedusha's Kli of the Kaf, and therefore the Ketoret requires that Kedusha's Kli. That's what's making it Roy. This Mincha is no longer Roy for the Mizbeach. We already took it out. We took out the Kemitza. We're left now with Shirayim. The Shirayim are eaten by the Kohen, and that's it. They don't require a Kli. Over there, Rav Chanin has absolutely no base. No basis in the Torah for saying that something that doesn't need a kli, the kli should be mitzarefit. I mean, it's a clear difference, isn't it? If the whole point of the kedusha of this object, the usability of this object, is the fact that it's in a kli that gives it a halacha, so then it makes sense that the kli also defines it as a particular substance. But the moment that its presence in that kli is incidental, why should the kli have any impact on its contents? So Rav Chanin's halacha would not have applied to this case. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he says, and I would like to add that not only is there a din about Kli being Mitzar of Efer Chatos, which of course has no Diorita basis. I would say this applies even to Kodesh when it no longer has a Diorita basis. It doesn't require a Kli to be holding it at all. So come along, therefore, says Rebbe Akiva, Otter Rabbanon. The Rabbanon came along and they added a new din of Tzir of Kli. The Afagav Deinot Tzarich L'Kli, Kli Mitzarfo. And that's the addition of Rebbe Akiva. And therefore, don't ask on Rav Chanin. Rav Chanin is explaining the Iker din of Tzir of Kli, but in Achinami there are certainly Drabbanan Tzir of Klis as well. Wait a second. You can tell me about that when it comes to the Solat. I mean, the Solat, there is a case where I already did the mitzvah, I have the leftovers, and I don't need the Kli. What exactly are you going to say is the case of the Ketores and the Lavona? I mean, over there, Ma'ikala Meimar. There's no Kmitza over there. We use what we got, the whole thing. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. Okay. There's another case. Cases like this. Kigonshi Tzavram Agabe Kartabla. You now suppose that you put the contents over your Lavona or your Gecholim, you put them in a Kartavla. Kartavla is raw skin that is only, it's been boiled up so that it can be spread out. It's been used as a tablecloth here, as a holding device. But it has no toch.
What does it literally mean, a cool tabletop?
Boy, it's really cool. I'll tell you. So, Dioraita, yesh lo toch mitzarev, ein lo toch eino mitzarev. Midioraita would have to be similar to a kaf. A kaf has a container area in it. That's called a toch. That would be mitzarev. But the fact that something is on a kli would not be mitzarev. What's in it? Because it's not in it. It's on it. Come along, the Rabbonim, and say, Ot Rabbonim, the Tiknu, af agav de ein lo toch mitzarev. So therefore, we could still learn that there is a tzir of Dioraita, but there's also a tzir of Drabbanan, and that the din of the tzir of Drabbanan is what Rabbi Akiva was coming to be most. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, Pliga de Rav Chanan ad Rav Chiya bar Rab. Rav Chanan, who claims that there's a tzir of Dioraita, argues on Rav Chiya bar Abba, because the Rav Chiya bar Abba on Rav Yochanan, you should know that our Mishnah depends on Rabbi Akiva. Me'iduto she Rabbi Akiva nishnet Mishnah zu. Our Mishnah basically is an application of the din of Rabbi Akiva, who came to be Moshev the halacha of Tzir of Kli for Kodesh as a takana d'rabbana, not based on any real Tzir of Kli midiraisa. I mean, what, if there's such a thing as Rav Chanan suggests, it's a Tzir of Kli midiraisa. Who gave you the right to say that our Mishnah is said me'edutosh Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it's really halacha d'oraisa, like Rav Chanan says. Since Rav Chiya said not, the whole basis of the Mishnah, that there exists a concept of Tzir of Kli, is really only a takona d'rabbanan, as Rabbi Akiva pointed out in Idiot. And our Mishnah is taking that for granted and listing it as one of the ma'alot. So therefore, if he said that, there's no way for us to say that he could agree with Rav Chanan. That means we have a machlokas between Rav Chanan and Rav Chiya bar Abba as to how to understand the case in the Mishnah of the Malav Kodesh over Truma for Tzir of Kli. Is it Diraisa? That is, with perhaps elements of a Drabbanan that are associated with it in cases of Ein Lo Toch or in cases of Ein Lo Tzarech L'Kli? Or is it entirely a fiction, so to speak, of the Drabbanan? Or maybe we're Masmechad on the Pasuk, but it would have no basis if it wouldn't be for the Edus of Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
In Banei's neighborhood. Alaysis amidus nasis a truma valas a kadesh. Kadesh my time alone is from Master Shaya. Yom Revira Mishmuma Sevecha Shaya Mabir Kavishaya in Kadesh. We mock on the welcome in the secret switch of Sandalo. We not love in Icha, Picha, Vitvena, Flava, Vira, Havit, Vit, Bait. Botasha Amru, and Oseat amidus, and Oseat a truma valot a kodesh. Yogi Trumanami. Amoni Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya Yidi Amar lo asu elu biyardein ubesfina uchamaase shaya mai Tanya lo yisad mekatat vechatat veavir Rebbe Yardein ubesfina velo yamod betzad zem zikem betzad akver velo yishitei mapni amai velo yikav agabi beima velo agabi chaver olim kenayar aglav no good baretz aval maaviran agabi agesh venechoshesh and echad ayardein vechad shar narot Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya Amar. It's only the Yarden. It's only a Sfina. It's not up in the air. From Aser Shaya, Mama Aser Shaya, Dom Rav Yeram Rav Maser, but Dom Echad Shem Avir Mekatas. Ve'efakatas biYarden of a Sfina, ve'nimtzi kizayit me'tachut bekarka itash of Sfina. Botasha Amru lo yisad amechatat ve'efakatat ve'yavirem biYarden uvisfina. Iboilu. Our case in the Mishnah. You spoke about a sandal tome, but would the same halacha be a sandal tahor? Ma. Chavit tucha was the case, but chavit tuma, would that also be the gzera? Avar v'nasama, is it just a behavior, or is it a din of tuma v'taira? Rabbi Lomar, im avar v'nasat tome, Rabbi Zer amar avar v'nasat tahor. Kelem anigmorim v'taira, who digimrorim? Gimrim lo ma, ilim digamidu chaver, lomalu tvila. And if it's Gamino Amoritz, why are you calling that the Gemarim Betara? Omar Rabba Bar Shila, Omar Masra, Omar Shmuel, Leolam de Gabrino Chaver, Mishum Sinur de Amoritz. And when exactly did this Sinur and Afalim out? Ilem Ibekamino Digmare Halav Manu, Elabota Digmare. It couldn't have happened because Mizer Zarebu. Leolam Ekame de Gamre, Vidilma Beidna de Gamre, Adayan Lachahi. And therefore it would be Metame and he wouldn't realize it. But no tzvila, you're saying, but not Erev Shemesh. But that would mean matnit in the local Rabbi Eliezer. It's not. Shvoferet shechatchala chatat. Rabbi Eliezer mer yichol miyad. Rabbi Yoshua mer yitame first. Ve'achar kach yitbo. Ve'avina ba dechatcha man. Ilem dechatcha chaver lam li tzvila. Ela dechatcha amaretz. Rabbi Yoshua is going to say you need any other tumah. That's the best hatame v'koy. Omar Rabba Bar Shila, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel, Leyalon de Fatcho Chaver, Umishum Tzinura de Amoritz, de Nofalemas, Ilan in the Kamdi Lechatcha Alav Monu, and Basra de Chotcha, I thought we're being careful. Leyalon de Kamdi Lechatcha, Dilma Bin de Chotcha Dayan Lachai. Okay, so now getting back to our questions. Mishnah Mele Rabbi Yeshua. Hanadike Kerala Tzedukim, because Mishnah explains what that carry is. Matamin are yes, a kind of service of prelates with the Mishnah Tzedukim. Show you om rimbu mu uravish emesh aitana asid. So over here, we're showing we don't require Erev Shemesh. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, if normally we would require Erev Shemesh, I need to get care of the Tzedukim. But if our Mishnah is right, that Biyama lo bin an Erev Shemesh, so there's no Erev Tzedukim in all the way he's learning. Omar Rav, because Kalim of Apura are not just tame, they're super tame. And a sa'u kitame sheretz, that's all, kitame sheretz. Elamiyata lot tame adam. Alama tanya chotchal mat vila, don't vila. Okay, okay, so it's even better, all right? So sa'u kitame mei. Tame mei, no, no, it doesn't work either. Yochi tiboy azar shlishi bishvi. Alama tanya chotchal mat vila, don't vila. Or is it tvila? Not azar shlishi bishvi. You're driving me crazy. So we can't make a shvi shalom. But tell me, Olam lo chichu davar v'parama v'ayishlom amlu kordom is mitami moshav. Kedetanya, ha'yoshev ala kli, yocho kofasa v'yoshev ala tarka v'yoshev ala yitame. Tamed lo na, v'ayoshev ala kli, she yeshev ala yitma. Means mi she miyuchad li yeshiva. That's a zeh shomrim lo amod, v'nasem lachtinu. הכלי מצרף משהו בתוכו לקודש, אבל לא לתשום. אני עוד מילה. אומר רבי חנין, גם הקרא כף אחת, עשרה זמן ליקטורת, הכתוב הזה עוד לכל משהו בכף אחת. מוצר רב כהנא, הוסיף רבי עקיבא, עשור את הכתוב זלכון את יכולים, שאם נגע צפו יום למקצתו פסל את כולו. ועוד רבון אני, I can prove that, מניתוני רישה, העיד רבי שמעון בן בתרא על איפה אחת, שנגע תמי במקצתו שתמי את כולו, which obviously cannot be a deraita because it wouldn't be included in כף אחת. וקטני, הוסיף רבי עקיבא, he's הוסיף in the same sense. עומר שלוקים שום בר כפורה, it's talking about שיורי מנחה. שיורי מנחה, because the deraita only which is צורך לכלי הכלי מצפו, שאין צורך לכלי אין כלי מצפו, points out רבי עקיבא, that the רבונה רגוזר, the apagav, אין צורך לכלי כלי מצפו. That's very nice and soulless. I mean, what are you going to do about the Kteris Lavon, Michael? עומר נקון, עומר רבי ברבוע, כגון שצברן אגבי קרטבלה, and the point over here being that the oraita only yesh lo toch, like a kaf, it's mitzaref, but ein lo toch, like a kartabla, wouldn't be mitzaref at all. Come along the rabbanim v'tiknu, the afagav, the ein lo toch mitzaref. Now, Reb Chanin's approach clearly is plinger the Reb Chanin and Reb Yehoshua, Yom Reb Yehoshua and Reb Yochanan, mei nutosh Reb Yakiv v'nishnet mishnazo, which means that the entire concept of Tzir of Kli is only a Darabonah based on the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva.
So what do we ask in
the Tzir of Kli? You want to ask the Rambam? We want to say wait until Meshach.